Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer in New York, and I'm broadcasting here from my bright red desk with no cats in view. I don't know where they are, but they're not here on the desk, so we may have an uneventful show. Last week, they handsome threw the, well, I don't think he threw it on purpose, but he knocked the internet connection off. It's like, it's quite exciting here when the cats get crazy. But it's a three-page week. Those of you who are regular readers of my column know that most weeks it's a two-page week. This week, the week of September 30th, 2013, is a three-page week, which means we have a lot of aspects taking place in the sky over our head, which means we're going to be busy down here on Earth. We have quite a few things happening this week. Last week was a little quiet, adjust your underpant week. Everybody, a number of people wrote how many underpants they had to throw out last week. Too much information, people, okay? Although the winner right now is Owen. Owen won. She had the most underpants that she threw away, but she said it had been a while since she'd done laundry. At any rate, I also heard from some of my men listeners. You guys, I didn't realize the elastic went in your underpants too. I thought that was only a female phenomena, but I guess I've learned. So this week we continue to adjust our underpants. And for those of you who are wondering what the adjust the underpants aspect was, it was the Uranus in conjunct Saturn. Okay, so Uranus in conjunct Saturn, which is you need to make an adjustment, you need to make a change. And Saturn, of course, is the structural underpinnings of our lives. So we're still doing that this week because Saturn and Uranus are still having a conversation this week. So we're still going to be adjusting our underpants through the 5th, which is next Saturday. However, there's a lot of other stuff that's going to happen this week because, as I said, it's a three-page week, not just two pages. So our closing aspects for our moons are all easy except for the one that's the square to Venus as it leaves tonight. But the rest of them are nice. The one for the Virgo moon is productive. The one for the Libra moon is productive. And then, of course, the Scorpio moon is always transformative, but a little more stressful, and that's at the end of the week. So our moons this week are Leo, Sunday, Monday. And then on Tuesday, the moon goes into Virgo with a good closing aspect on Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday. And it closes Wednesday afternoon with a nice sextile to Venus and goes into Libra Thursday night. And then it's in, so it's void Thursday afternoon, early evening. Then there is a new moon on Friday at 11 Libra. And that Libra moon has a lovely closing aspect of a sextile to Mars on the 5th, Saturday. And then it goes into Scorpio. And it's in Scorpio's closing aspect is a square to Mars. So that's a lot of action and orientation. But that's Sunday, Monday next week. We enter eclipse season this week, which is always big. These are going to be very powerful eclipses coming in October and November. The first one is the 18th, and then the second one is the 3rd of November. But we enter eclipse season on Friday when we have the new moon in Libra. Now, interestingly, the new moon, the sun and the moon join, and they're at the degree of minors emerging from a mind. So mine, we're going to be emerging from the darkness this week. It's a big week for darkness, and it's a big week for emergence from same as we adjust our underpants. So the new moon is very much the beginning. Now, it's interesting because I always, you know, I'm working on my column this morning, and I was like, oh, wow, the new moon is opposite the asteroid Nemesis. So when, you know, we often on new moons start new things, but this new moon is actually opposite our nemesis. So we're going to look at something as we lead up to the new moon this week. And there's a lot of illuminative aspects before we get to Friday where we're going to see where we are our own nemesis or where we cause a problem for ourselves. And, of course, nemesis is kind of one of those interesting words. You know, I often think of it as a word that it kind of sounds good, you know, and then you get into it and you go, ooh, that's not so good. What's a nemesis, you know? A nemesis is the inescapable agent of someone or someone's downfall. All right, so we're going to be dealing with the nemesis this week, which is an interesting energy. Now, we often are our own nemesis. We do things that causes ourselves problems, where we kind of run into something. But this time, the sun and the moon are going to join together, and they're going to be looking across the chart at nemesis. And looking across the chart at an opponent or enemy that's difficult to defeat, or the inescapable agent of someone's downfall. So let's make it be an opponent as opposed to our own undoing, right? Where we can actually look at it and say, let's figure it out. Now, really, what Nemesis was she was the Greek goddess of retributive justice, meaning she paid you back for what you did. And, you know, you kind of have to say, well, if I did that, then justice is part of the outcome or part of the execution of what we have to do. So our idea with, as we're working with Nemesis, she has a little level of indignation. She gets mad, and she gives retribution for evil deeds and undeserved good fortune, right? So she's the personification of resentment. So when we run into someone who is our nemesis, very often we run into them and they go, ooh, I don't like you and I want to get you. So we're going to be working in Nemesis with the idea this week of how do we work with that energy, because the new moon is Nemesis. And she can be an avenging agent, right, as one of her ways of doing it. She's also depicted as a winged goddess, and her attributes are the apple branch, the rein, the lash, the sword, or the balance. It means she's also the dispenser of dues, where we tend to get what we're due, all right? Happiness and unhappiness are measured out by her, care being taken that happiness was not too frequent or too excessive. So she's an interesting energy and an interesting goddess, and I think part of what we all want to think about this week is how we are our own nemesis, how we can cause our own downfall or our own problems through our behaviors, through our choices, through what we do. One of the things that's going to happen this week in our three-page week is the sun is a very busy little bee. It's in Libra. It's traveling from 8 Libra to 13. But for those of you who've been following along, that's where Uranus and Pluto are, and Saturn and Chiron. So the sun this week has many aspects, not the least which to that cardinal cross. So as he runs through it, the sun in Libra, of course, the sun in Libra is in his fall. Now, people go, really, the sun in Libra is a fall? Yes, think about it. Libras have to work with other people to get things done. And a lot of times when we have Libran energy running in our chart, we have to work with others to see how it works. Aries, where sun is exalted, is, I want to do it. Libra has to ask permission, say, do you want to? How about we do this? So when the sun is Libran, one of the energies I always encourage people to do is partner with things. So I want you to partner with your understanding this week of how some of your actions might have caused you to run into your nemesis or created a situation where retribution is required. Now, of course, that sounds like really harsh, but you know, one of the energies that we run into when we're working on such deep levels, and of course Saturn right now is getting towards the back end of where he stationed in February. He's stationed at 11 in February, and he's been going backwards, and then he went forward, and he's about to go over that point again. And interestingly, the eclipses this year are on that degree of the station of mid-February. So we're at 11 Scorpio. We're going to have some mighty powerful little energies rolling over that 11 degree Scorpio as Saturn gets there over the next couple weeks, and as the sun and the moon get there on the eclipse. So there's a lot of understanding about personal responsibility this week and what our responsibility is and where it rolls. And a lot of times Libra doesn't want to take responsibility or doesn't want to commit to something. Wants to partner, but it doesn't want to say, I really want to go to the movies. I don't want to go to dinner. It goes, do you want to go to the movies? Dinner. A dinner. You don't want to go to the movies? Well, we can go to the movies. No, we can go to dinner. That's a Libran kind of conversation. This week, as the Sun in Libra first comes to square Pluto on Tuesday and then oppose Uranus on Thursday, and then it also Sun's busy this week, it also contra-parallels Uranus. It also is inconjunct to Chiron. It also is semi-sextile to Saturn. It also is semi-square to Venus. Our ego nature, and it's playing with the nodes of fate, our ego nature is really undergoing a little bit of a push. And remember, Venus is in Scorpio, right, ruling that Libra sun. So Scorpio Venus is considered a fallen or a difficult Venus. It's in its detriment. It's not actually fallen, but it is not a happy Venus. So this week, a lot of energy around relationships, a lot of energy around owning your own stuff. Now, what's going to happen, of course, when we have oppositions and squares is projection, where people go, I don't think so. It's not my story. That's your problem. You're the one that did that. And our job is to kind of stand in, yeah, probably I did have something to do with it. How am I my own nemesis? What is a nemesis? And then also standing in the wisdom, you know. Saturn wants us to stand in the wisdom and to understand our personal responsibility for the results of our life. And a lot of times we don't necessarily want to do that. You know, one of the things that happens when you first start studying kind of the New Age thing is, you know, they go, yeah, you're responsible for everything that happens. And then people go, what, I had an automobile accident, I got assaulted when I was 5, I'm personally responsible for that, I was raped when I was drunk at a party, you know, that I didn't do that. And people get very angry, you know, that there's some element of personal responsibility. And I know I was talking at one point to a friend of mine, and, you know, I do trades sometimes with people that are psychic or whatever, you know. And this is a woman I do a regular trade with every year. I trade for her. She trades for me. And she said, well, you know, da-da-da-da-da. And I said, you know what? I don't really want to hear this. And it was kind of my personal responsibility about some. I said, I do not want to hear that. She kind of looked at me and she goes, Annie, you know, personal responsibility. I said, yeah, I don't want to be responsible. I want to run away. And recognize that's going to be a very strong desire this week. I really don't want to run. I really don't want to have to deal with this. I really don't want to face my nemesis, my worst fear. I don't want to face retribution for my actions. I don't really feel like I'm a bad person. I don't want to have to do that. But the whole premise of karma, the whole premise of understanding really deeply what karma is that for every action, there is an outcome, good, bad, or indifferent. You know, it's not right or wrong. It's understanding that, you know, maybe Einstein, whoever's that law is, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And for everything we do, there is some resulting something that takes place either in ourselves or in other people. So this week is a week to tread gently, nicely, not mean like with yourself. Just kind of say, okay, what is the nemesis I'm facing? How have I faced it? What are we doing? And of course, the government is threatening to go bankrupt on October 1st and lay off 800,000 federal employees, non-essential federal employees. I understand why they're non-essential, but you know, that's what they're saying. And we are all standing in a crossroads in our own lives as Saturn comes back to the last degrees of Scorpio and shifts into the second decan. And he says, understand how it's all interrelated. All interrelated. The other thing that happens this week is Mercury, in addition to being a three-page week where we face our nemesis, and the Sun, our ego's purpose in a fallen place, argues with Pluto, the lord of the underworld, and opposes Uranus, the creator of chaos in the world, Mercury enters his shadow on Monday. We're coming on a Mercury retrograde. So Mercury enters his shadow on Tuesday, I'm sorry, the 1st, and he goes into the retrograde shadow, and he will be retrograde in Scorpio this month. He's going to be in Scorpio for 67 days. And he has a nice long retrograde period starting at 18 degrees of Scorpio on the 21st of October and going through the 10th of November. So Mercury's going to be retrograde at the same time we have the eclipse periods. So the eclipses are going to take us back to our earlier life, to our earlier choices, to our earlier visions, and help us understand how we got there. As Saturn has been working on us for this last year and a half, he worked on us getting clear about our relationships, you know, when he was in Libra. What do you want for partnering? What do you want for relationship? Then when he entered Scorpio, we said, yeah, I figured it out. I want to have a relationship. He said, okay, well, let's talk about your personal issues with relationships and how you can or can't commit to them as we go through the early decans of Scorpio, the 0 to 10 years old. Those formative years when you watch your parents and your family members and all the people have relationships around you and you go, wow, that's what relationship is? Huh. Well, my position on it is this. Saturn's gotten you clear on that this last year. He's been taking you back through the memory, the time warp that was your childhood, and helping you see where you got these ideas from. Now he's going to turn to you and he's going to say, okay, so now that you're clear, what do you want to do about relationships? What do you want to commit to? And as he moves into the Scorpio, out of the Scorpio decan into the Scorpio Pisces decan, ruled by lovely Jupiter in Cancer exalted, you're going to want to commit this next couple weeks. And I would encourage you to really look clearly at what you want to commit, but then recognize, of course, the minute you commit, there's consequences. You've sown seeds of karma. You said, I'm committing to this. I'm ready to go. And understanding that process, that vision, that energy that we have is part and parcel of how we're working this week. So the sun, as it's illuminative, as it's in Libra, saying this is how you have partnered with your own life to create what you have. Don't like what you have? Partner differently. Been having a lot of conversations with people lately about what they've created in their life or what they've outgrown in some cases. I know I spent a little bit of time on what I'd outgrown recently. Okay, I've outgrown that. That I'm still working on. This I feel pretty confident about that. This piece I really need to work on. Understand where you've outgrown things, because Saturn in Scorpio is the end of the growing season. Scorpio is the end. It says that's fully grown. And if it's not, we're moving on anyway into the next chapter when I go into the next decan of Scorpio. When I pass the degree of my station in February, which happens this next chunk of time. So Mercury's entering its shadow. We're facing our nemesis. The sun is dancing with Pluto and Uranus, very illuminative. We're really going to see stuff we never saw before. Watch for it in the collective culture, very big week. And as we face our shadow, or we face our areas where we've done things we maybe don't really want to take credit for, or maybe we look at things and we say, you know, I do really want to take credit for that. I'm really proud of that. I'm happy with that. Then that's good too. You know, I'm not saying it's all bad. I'm just saying it is understanding that what we're looking at is through the image of time, through the wisdom of understanding and consciousness, our job is to look at our lives and understand them. Mercury entering its shadow, of course, brings back, we start the Mercury retrograde story, where we're going to be hearing from people from our past, ghosts from our lives, returning and saying, hey, you remember, bop, bop, bop? And you go, yeah, actually I do. And then they go, you remember when you did da, da, da? And you kind of go, oh, yeah, I remember when I did that. I forgot that episode. Someone always remembers, and of course with the internet now everything remembers. But it's understanding that we're, as the sun's in Libra, it's going to ask us how we want to partner going forward, but first we have to look at the situations. And of course, because relationships are how we learn, this is the vehicle of learning here on planet Earth, we form relationships, our parents, our siblings, our teachers, our friends, our bosses, our coworkers, the people that we supervise, you know, the people that we're the boss of. We have all these different myriad relationships. Through the vehicle of relationship is how we figure out who we are, right? So Uranus, this week with the sun squaring Pluto, we're going to be getting conscious about power struggles and power dynamics in our life and how power works or doesn't work. And with the opposition to Uranus, we're going to be getting clear on the limitations and the edges of help, for lack of a better word. Uranus opposite the sun is a breakthrough energy. It's a consciousness breakthrough. but it also is a breakthrough where you look at something and you go, I see that in a way I never saw it before. I have consciousness around that that I did not have before. And now that I've seen it, I can't go back. You really can't. Whenever something goes opposite Uranus, what it does is it wakes you up and it has you see it in a whole new way, and then you can't go back. You just can't. And it's similar to naming or claiming something. You know, when I was younger, I have a friend who's an older gay guy, right? So in that age group, you didn't really come out to your family. You just kind of lived your life. So he was, you know, living a lovely life, had a really nice partner, had been with for 11 or 12 years, and never married, in his 40s. And his brother's son brings home a woman that they're getting married, you know, dating. So this woman arrives, and she sees this bachelor uncle with this very good friend who he hangs out with all the time and does trips with. And she starts going, so, like, are they gay? And the whole family, you know, good Irish Catholic family, kind of paused and went, well, you know what? You know, and then she would ask questions. She would say, so, Tony, where do you live? 16th Street? Tom, don't you live on 16th Street? And they kind of did this. She, you know, she was like a little investigative reporter plopped in the family, looking around, going, well, I think that's the gay uncle, right? You know, and you know, this is Catholic, you know, Catholic family. You don't really talk about this stuff. And it, the age range they were, you didn't come out to your family. You just didn't do it. It was just kind of, nobody talked about it. So the nephew's getting married, and he's riding, my friend Tom is riding in the car with his brother, and his brother goes, you know, now, and a lot of times when back then it was, it's not that it matters, and, you know, it's not going to change how I feel about you. And Tom's like, okay, I'm getting the question. And he's like, yes, I'm gay, and yes, Tony's your brother-in-law, and we've been living together for the last 11 years. And the brother kind of went, oh, well, and stopped talking, you know, kind of, because then the reality was named and seen, right? And then it was not a question, not a supposition, it was an acknowledgement of the reality. This week we all acknowledge our reality, sun opposite Uranus. We all come out of the closet. We all see where we maybe were our own nemesis, or perhaps what we did in this situation caused a problem. Personal responsibility. Trust me, the more you take it the next couple weeks, I'm responsible for this. I get where my role was in this, how I helped this happen. And the more you take personal responsibility for your side of the pile, because, you know, it takes two to tango, as my mother used to say. You'd go in and go, Mary did da da da, and she'd go, what'd you do to provoke Mary, right? Mothers know this. You know, children fighting, there's a little dynamic going on there. Somebody started it and somebody reacted. Libra, somebody started it, somebody reacted. This week, we're going to have startings and reactings all over the place. And we have to take responsibility for how we started it or how we reacted, because Nemesis is watching. And she's going to say, no, 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 no. You can't go blaming it on that one. You had a role in this too. So our job is to own that, and just say, you're right, that I did. I said that, which really pisses them off. And I know when I say that, that really pisses them off. And I know when I do that, it really makes them angry. Or I know when I do that to myself, I self-sabotage. I am my own nemesis. I am my own causer of retribution in my own life. You know, I get drunk and I don't go to work, and people get mad, or I blow off whatever. You know, it's understanding how we do things and undo us, and how we have to modify that behavior and change it and shift it up so we aren't undoing ourselves. Now, let me tell you, everybody's going to be working on this. So this is also one of those things. If you have people in your life that don't take personal responsibility for their behavior, they're going to be out of control this week, because there's an accounting that's going to take place as that full moon, that new moon happens, where Nemesis is going to say, do you see how you did this? Do you understand what you did? Now, I would encourage you not to say anything to them, all right? Because you're going to get into a whole bunch of stuff. Let Nemesis handle it, right? Let Nemesis see what needs to be done, and let her talk to them, because she's big this week. She's going to be talking, and then let them process, because the eclipses, first Nemesis comes, then the Mercury retrograde comes, then the hard aspects to that damn T-square come, then we get the eclipses, more eclipses. So trust me, they're going to be figuring it out. If they haven't gotten it figured out, they're going to be laying on the ground. My sister was very athletic as a child and was forever getting into things. That was just what the way she was. She would, you know, try stuff. Looked interesting, she'd try it. So my mother used to tell a story about standing in the kitchen window, watching out the back window, and seeing my sister doing balance beam across the top of the swing set. Okay, so imagine a swing set. My sister's on that bar across the top, balance beaming 6-8 feet above, I guess it's like 8-10 feet above the ground, and she climbs up there and she's walking balance beam and she's dancing and she's doing little dips and she's turning around and she's... So my mother's watching this and she knows if she opens the window and she screams, Mary may fall off the balance beam. So she doesn't. She stands there and watches, holding her breath, and waits until my sister dismounts from the top of the swing set and then opens the window and screams, Mary Michelle Ortley, get your butt in this house. And my sister went, uh-oh, right, and knew what she'd been doing, but hadn't had a clue she was being watched, and then went in, and of course, you know, yelling and punishment ensued. However, this was my sister. This is who she is. You know, that was what she did. So she learned to hide it from my mother, you know, to hide those kinds of things and not do them in front of her, but do them where my mother wouldn't necessarily catch her and catch her. But that said, she would then do things that hurt her body and hurt her back and hurt her physically, you know, because she was always doing something like that. But it's understanding the Nemesis piece. You can't yell when the kid's on top of the swing set falling off. This week, right, we're all going to have some kind of falling off of the swing set, some opportunity where what we've been going along perfectly fine thinking we're doing isn't going to work anymore. And our mother, in the form of Nemesis, is going to open the window and go, yo, you, in here, you know, in the house now. And you're going to have a, uh-oh, or you're going to watch it happen to people in your life, and there's absolutely no need to say to them, oh, I guess you're getting called in and getting punished, because they know what's happening, all right? So watch for it. Don't contribute. Don't participate. We also have Mercury running from 3 degrees of Scorpio to 10, because he's slowing down, because he's entering his retrograde shadow on the 1st. He also has an aspect with the nodes of fate on the 5th. So a couple weeks ago when Saturn and Venus went in there, you got an information. Mercury going in there now talks to you about what that story is for. He also has aspects with Mars, so he's pretty busy. And he has aspects, two sets of aspects with the node of fate, one on the 1st of October and one on the 5th. So watch for the messages you get. Watch for the offers you get. And understand how those contribute to your path or how the results of your actions have made them happen. Venus runs from 20 Scorpio to 28 Scorpio. She's very busy. She's going to go retrograde in a couple of weeks in Capricorn. But while she's in Scorpio, she is really active this week working with the other end of that square. She's talking to Pluto. She's talking to Saturn. She's talking to Jupiter. And so our love nature, what we've partnered with, what we desire is going to be up for work and change. Mars is kind of quiet, which is helpful because there's a lot going on with the other planets, so we don't really need Mars to cause trouble. And Saturn is working with both Chiron and Uranus. We're going to be adjusting our underpants through the 5th, but now we're going to understand the elastic is really gone and we need to make the change. We also have Hades, I believe it is, stationing and going forward. So we're going to be working with a lot of understanding about how the changes that we've partnered with or created have made the life we have. This is when we really have accounting 101. Interesting, my bookkeeper's coming and we're doing taxes this week. But it is about accountability and about knowing that what you've created, you're going to be accountable for this week. And then if you don't like it, you can always change it. But you're gonna understand how you might have been your own nemesis, or how you're gonna see how other people might have been their own. So forward we go. Have a good week. It is a 3-page week. Lots of activity. When it's really, really, really crazy, just take a little time out, sit on the couch, and do deep breathing exercises. That's about the only way to help. A lot of air. Don't listen. Don't believe everything you hear. Going to be a lot of talking, but it's not all true. Take care. This is Ann Ortley. This is the weekly weather. It went really fast. I have like a bunch of more things to say, so make sure to read the column. Have a good one. Bye.